All right, so we'll see if the coffee's, if it works in the middle, then good. If not, I guess you'll listen in. Okay, so last week we started learning about Haidu, that part of davening. So we spoke about that Indian of Haidu, exactly where does it fall? Is it in Karbonis? Is it in Pesuk of the Zimra? So that's what we spoke about that last time. So now we'll move on a little bit. It's like this, right after Haidu, in Nusach Sfarad at least, in the Nusach Sfarad, right after Haidu, so you have Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis David. And then you have, it seems to be like random sukkim. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yim Lech Lein Levod. You say that twice. And then, Vay Hashem Melech HaKol Arts, B'yem V'yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. Okay, then there's other sukkim also. But those sukkim, Hashem Melech twice, Vay Hashem Melech HaKol Arts, and so on. So that's what we're going to learn about tonight a little bit. What's that Indian of saying those psukim? And we'll see it's connected to certain psukim we say in Haidu as well. Now the truth is, for those that maybe were there and have a good memory, so I spoke about this sugya on a Shabbos afternoon last year at some point. So, you know, if you remember it, like, you know, don't call out the punchline, you know. But also wasn't recorded. You have I was thinking that you would have the Mar Mekaymus to make it a little bit. Vais the Chais, it's a Shabbos the Kashir. Huh? No. It was. I don't think it was Tavshin Pei Dal. It was Tavshin Pei Hei. So, the next Sefer. Okay, we'll be able to see it. I think it was Tavshin Pei. Okay, I'll go upon him. All right, so we'll do it like this. We'll learn first is what we find in the Kisferi regarding the saying of these Pesukim Hashem Melech and so on twice. And then, you know, it'll you know, the way that Arizal remains a little bit floating. But then Bez Hashem will learn Derech HaChassidus. Now, what we're going to see tonight is that, you know, as a general principle, like everything that you'll find in Sefer Chassidus is rooted in Pnimius HaTorah. It's rooted in Kisferi at some point in some way. That's true with, like, details. It's certainly true with Hashkafas Olam, with a certain way of dealing with an approach, b'chlal. So there's a certain approach that Chassidus has towards the Neshamas of Ikus of the Mashiach. And those that are unfamiliar with, you know, sort of the background in Kisferi, it might seem a little bit like, what's the word? Not made up, but like, A little bit like made up, you know, like mechtes. You'll see. But that's what we're going to learn tonight. We're going to see. I'm being vague right now, but we're going to see that a certain approach towards dealing with the neshamas of the generation, which again, initially might be seen as just like sort of a pragmatic, practical way of engaging people, but you see where it's coming from. Pnimius HaTorah. Okay, so it's like this: the general principle that the Rizal. Here's the idea in general. According to Arizal, again, we've mentioned this many times before. According to Arizal, the process of davening, starting from any brachas all the way till Sim Shalom, till Tachlin, until the end of davening, is a process of aliyah, of ascent. Right? So we've mentioned this many times that the four parts of davening, Karbonis, Pesuk of the Zimra, Kriyashma, and Shemone Esrei, correspond to the four universes, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, and Atzilus. And so usually, the way we think of it is that who's ascending? You're ascending, right? You're traveling upward from Karbanis and so on until you get to Shemoneh Esrei. And that's certainly true. We saw last week with Haidu is that not only are you ascending, the universes themselves are ascending, right? That's what we spoke about with Haidu, is that the top part of Asiya interconnects with the bottom part of Yetzirah. Okay, that was last week. But here's the other point. As you ascend, you also are carrying with you neshamas. You're carrying with you neshamas. There's many, you know, in the language of the Arizal, the term that he uses is sparks, nitzutzei kedusha. But nitzutzei kedusha is also, nitzutzei kedusha slash neshamas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pieces of neshamas, aspects of your neshama, aspects of other people's neshamas that are related to you. And there are neshamas that are stuck in the bottom. And so when you say karbanis, for example, you're traveling through Asiya, Asiya is traveling through Asiya, you know, but these neshamas, these sparks are also traveling through Asiya. And then you get to Pesuk de Zimra, and you're traveling through Yetzira. And the universe itself is ascending, but these sparks ascend as well. Until eventually they get to where they're supposed to be with Atzilus. And in the language of Arizal, the way he talks about it is that these sparks, these neshamas, in that place that's called Atzilus, in that place that's God's domain, Shemoneh Esrei, they find tikkun, they find rectification, they move from what Arizal describes as it's all mashal. We're talking about spiritual things. He describes them as like scattered sparks of just like chaotic, you know. And when they get to that place of Atzilus, then they're sort of, you know, sort of fortified to become structures, to become, you know, you move from being, you know, sort of a, you know, and when I was a kid, so like in school we were taught like that, what's the human being, like a chemicals would cost like $1.50, something like that, right? So now it's maybe like $7, whatever. You know, but it's like you move from just being a glob of like chemicals, you know, and just bumbling molecules bumping into each other to be a person. And once you're put together like that, now there could be a connection with the Rabbanu Shem was also put together, right? And that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is by the time you get the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Yichud, Dveikus between you and Hashem. But that's not just you, it's all these Neshamas as well. That's the Tachlis, that's the goal. Okay, that's the goal. So what we're going to see right now is that Arizal describes, that's the usual process. Again, that's the usual model. The usual model is that these are nitzutzei kedusha, these are sparks, you know, sort of chaos, neshamas that are stuck in chaos, that are not, with the language of the Arizal, they're not in a state of tikkun. They're not put together as a parts of, as an infrastructure, as a solid, so to speak, as a solid entity. It's just, you know, disjointed. And they continue as that, as they move up the ladder, until you get to the Tachlis, which is Shemoneh Esrei, and then it becomes a system, becomes a part of. That's the idea. What we're going to see over here, the Arizal introduces us to this type of idea, but a little bit differently. You'll see what I mean, hopefully. Again, you know it's in front of you, but just you listen. So this is from Shaar Kavanis, where he talks about Hoidu. So Arizal says like this. He's talking about in Hoidu, one of the psukim that we say in Hoidu is Kel Nakamis Hashem, Kel Nakamis Efi. Kel Nakamis Hashem, we describe Hashem as the God of vengeance. Kel Nakamis Hashem, Kel Nakamis Efi. So it's one of the psukim of Hoidu, which is it goes unnoticed. But by the Arizal, it's a big inyan. What's the inyan of that pasuk? Hine, so again, Kavanasenu Atahi. What's the kavana when you say the words Kel Nakamis Hashem, Kel Nakamis Efi? So he says what I mentioned before, just a moment ago. Shaidei tefilaseinu. Again, the general picture is that through our davening, the objective is lahalis ha'olamis, that the universes should ascend. V'lichlal oisam ad olam ha'atzilus, and all the universes and all of its parts should become interincluded all the way to get to the top, which is atzilus by the Rabbanu Shalom. So the universes ascend, you ascend. U'lalake kol nitzotes ha'kedusha, and at the same time, you're also gathering together these lost sparks that have become, through the centuries, and who knows, have become lost in the other side, and you raise them up with you to get to the goal. Yeah, so far with me? Okay, that was easy. And you get to that place of Atzilus, and again, and Atzilus, they become rectified. Fine. And says the Arizal, these sparks that become organized and gathered, Nasu acharkach b'chinas mayin nukfin b'malchus beis nefilas apayim. Now this is a little bit more technical, but the Arizal says that these sparks, they find their ultimate rectification and their ultimate putting together by tachman. Now this is something that we find in the Kisvei Ari, a little bit of a contradiction, which is like, where is the ultimate goal? Like, where is that moment of everything becoming unified and perfected and so on? When I talk about it, I usually say by Sim Shalom. That's usual. But the truth is, many places in the Arizal, he describes that happening by Tachman. So it's a little bit of a conflict. So that's point number one. Again, back in your mind, we'll see about this. It's what we're going to see soon is that there's really two categories of sparks. there's two categories of neshamas that need to be put together. There's a certain category of neshamas that they find their rectification and their process by Sim Shalom, and there's other sparks that find their rectification and their process leads to Tachnun. So he's referring to these sparks right now, getting to Tachnun. Okay, which by the way is interesting that Tachnun, we think of Tachnun as like, Tachnun, it's the Rambam. We've spoken about this other times as well. Even in Halacha, the Rambam describes Tachnun as part of the Shmoneh Esrei. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that Shmoneh Esrei has eight. There are eight conditions for Shmoneh Esrei. There's eight things you have to try to do in order for Shmoneh Esrei to be perfect. You have to face, the Beis Hamikdash. You have to be standing, you have to keep your feet together, you have to be dressed properly, and you have to do Hishtachava. What's Hishtachava? Hishtachava doesn't mean to bow by Baruch Atah Hashem. The Rambam says Hishtachava means Tachnun. It means the Tachnun is being described as something that Shmoneh Esrei requires. So it's a funny thing, but in up beside, oh, there you go. I was just stalling for time, so Baruch Hashem. You got the card, okay. So that's why Al Pisai, Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnun are related to each other in that way. They're both moments of Atzilus. They're both moments of Atzilus of where neshamas find their completion. Again, certain categories by Sim Shalom by Shmoneh Esrei, certain categories by Tachnun, but they're both part of this. Okay, so up to the second paragraph. Okay? So now comes the reason like this. V'omnam, hanitzaitis shenovel boilam hasiya. However, these sparks, again, the ones that he's talking about that are on the trajectory of Tachnun, the Tachnun Dikas sparks, these sparks that find themselves in the bottom of Asiya, and they're sort of you have to begin the journey of picking them up. You should know these sparks, again, these sparks that are on their trajectory to Tachnun, even amongst those sparks, the ones that are stuck on the bottom are very stuck. They're very stuck, comparatively speaking to the other levels. Lefisha Basia, because these sparks that we're talking about that are again, their trajectory is Tachnun, and they're the bottom of the barrel. Haklipas atzumas v'chazakas agdolos. The klipas are very strong there. So the hold, the grip that the other side has on these chaotic sparks, these neshamas, is very, very strong. V'enkayach lahitzi hanitzaitis misham. And therefore, the usual process of regular davening, regular avodah, to get these sparks moving, it's not going to work. You need extra help. What's the extra help? Elam b'kayach yud harugim melucha. You need the help of the asarugim malchus. The asarugim malchus. The ten tzaddikim, Rabbi Kiva. Shkemevu atzlenu, as we've spoken about it many times. The Rizal, so says the Rizal, in order to sort of detangle these nitzutze kedusha, that again on their trajectory to Tachnun, to detangle them from the klipa, to get them moving, upward, to transition from let's say karbonis to psukah de zimra, you need help. You need extra help from connecting to the asarugim malchus. So he says v'sham nisbar etzleinu. Other places the Rizal says we've spoken about the asarugim malchus, and we explain kagufin atzman delahayim. That even, forget the neshamas of the asarugim malchus, that's for sure, they have unbelievable power. But even the bodies, even the physical bodies of the asarugim malchus, nasa b'chinas mayinukven el malchus, they, even the bodies of those tzaddikim and the physical experience that they went through has within itself a potency to be that extra boost and that extra, engine to get these sparks moving. The Haim Hamalakdim es Neitzaitis Hanashamis Shabasi, and they're the ones through you, obviously, because you're the one. They're not alive physically, so everything depends on people that are alive physically. But by you connecting to them, then you'll have the strength to uplift these neshamas. Ki yev shalaykdim b'fenacher, says the Rizal, strong words. It's impossible to uplift these neshamas and these sparks in other ways. Zulasi aydei oisam hanashamis shal yur harugim uluch, unless it's through connecting. The asarugim malchus, the kol zehu basia. Now, this is only true for this category of neshamis of nitzutz kedusha that again are on their trajectory to Tachnun. That's their goal and are stuck in asiya, right? Because again, along the way, as you ascend the worlds from asiya to yitzira, they're hitchhikers along the way. So there are neshamis that are lost in yitzira, and you schlep them along with you as you travel up. So the hitchhikers along the way, they're not doing so bad. But the ones that are that you had to pick up from the very beginning, those are the most difficult ones. So those neshamas that are on the trajectory to Tachnun are the most difficult. And Befrat, and specifically, those neshamas that are connected, that are stuck in the bottom, you know, that you have to start to pick them. They're on the beginning of the journey. They're the most difficult. So you need Asar Rogim Malchus to help you. V'zeu atam, says the Rizal, that's the reason Shehutzruch Lihareg, Oysam Yud Abir Yisrael. That's the whole reason why they were killed, Asar Rogim Malchus. Why? They didn't deserve it. You know, they were pure. Is Kadesh Yuchlu Lilkait Oysam Anitzaitis Shabasiya, the Yom Shener Gabi Yisamashiach. It's because Hashem needed them to be this boost. And for some reason, we're not going into this now, their death converted their energy into having this ability. And so that's why they were killed. The Zem Ashen Rhymes of Vaimrim says the reason, that's what we say by Haidu, Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamas Sifi. We describe Hashem as the God that takes Nakama. Take Nakama from who? Takes Nakama from the nations of the world, presumably, for what? For Yidden that were killed. But he says specifically we're talking about the Asar Rogim Malchus. And why are we evoking the memory of the Asar Rogim Malchus and the Schus of the Asar Rogim Malchus? Because that's what we're holding right now. We're trying to get moving. We're trying to get these neshamas out of the mud, right? Before Pesukah D'Zimra. Once Pesukah D'Zimra comes, then you're already holding by Yetzira. By Yetzira, the hitchhikers of Yetzira are not doing so bad. But by Karbonis, like these guys, it's hard to get them out. So you need Asar Rogim Malchus to help you out. Vaidei HaZechir HaZois, through mentioning, you know, the Indian of Asar Rogim Malchus, Hemes Gabrim, they become strengthened. V'loiktem HaNitzotzim Shol Neshamas, and they collect these sparks of Neshamas, HaNesunas Toich HaKlipas D'Asiyah, that are stuck in the Klipas of Asiyah. That's what happens. Okay. Yeah. That's why it's something to carry. I mean, Kippur, we talk about them, Tisha B'Av, certainly. But that's because it's a koyach. Yeah. But specifically these neshamas, only through the Asar Rogim Malchus can we do it. Now this was what the Rucham Vital is quoting from Arizal, or you know, coming from Arizal. Gam Nir Lani Yisdaiti, he says Rucham Vital, it also seems to me, Sheshimati Mairi, I believe I heard from my Rebbe, Shetzarach Lechavin B'Pasuk, the last Pasuk of Haidu is also connected to this, right? The last Pasuk of Haidu, how does it go? V'ani B'chazdecha B'tachti, Yogali V'shuasecha, Ashir L'Hashem Ki Gamal Olai, right? That's the last Pasuk of Haidu. So he says, Shetzarach Lechavin B'Pasuk, Ashir L'Hashem Ki Gamal Olai, those last words. Also, you have to have in mind, Shebesoif Tevis, the last letters of the three words, Ki Gamal Olai, the last letters are Yud Lamed Yud. Nirmaz Shem Yud Lamed Yud. Yud Lamed Yud is one of the Shemas HaKadoshim. And why is this significant? Ki Shem is a Mal Neshamas Dasiya. This Shem Hashem has a kayach of also helping these Neshamas to get out of the mud. You need Asar Rogim Malchus. But this Shem is also potent with that. Ki Vur Tzlinah B'Kabal Shabbos B'Pasak Hashem L'Mabal Yashav. As we spoke about by the Kavanas of Kabal Shabbos, also by Mizmor David, right before Lechadoidi, right before Anavakayach. So also, the words of there, Hashem L'mabal Yashav, is Rosh HaTevis Yud Lamed Yud. It's also a kavan over there. We want all the neshamas to be able to experience Shabbos, even these neshamas that are stuck. So you gotta get them out. So you have that kavan Yud Lamed Yud. Okay, that's what's also brought down. That's what's also the Arizal says elsewhere. There's also a kavana that has to do with healing the sick. The Gemara says, it's a whole mice in the Gemara Brachas, that one Amor was sick, another Amor came to visit him. There's two different stories about it, same basic plot. One Amor comes to visit him, and he asks, what the Mavaker comes to ask the Chayil, and he says, do you want to be sick? Basically, no. So the Gemara says, Yoev Le Yode, he gave him his hand, and he picked him up, he was Reifechan. Yoev Le Yode is Rosh HaTevez Yod Lamed Yod. Right? So it's also Begmatria 50. Chayil is Begmatria 49. Because the ultimate sickness is when you're missing the Sha'anun. So that's what you have. So this is the Kavana. So we have this by Hashem Amal Yashav, but also over here, Ki Gal Mo'olai. Saif Tevis, Ki Gal Mo'olai. Okay, fine. That's what the Arizal says. Now, this Inyan of Kel Nekames Hashem, Kel Nekames Sefia, also has a different sort of remez, you'll see, in Marmok number 2. So this was from Shara Kavanas. Marmok number 2, you have a piece from Shara Psukim, right? The main in the Kisri Ari, the main sefer that sort of explains the system is the Eitz Chaim. But then there's other svarim that sort of take that system and apply it to different things. So Shaar Kavanos takes that system, applies it to davening. Shaar Psukim takes that system, applies it to sort of Chumash, stories of Chumash. Shaar Mitzvahs applies it to Mitzvahs. So in Shaar Psukim, in Parashas Vayeshev, so it's a little bit, forget the next few words, by the Hayalad Einenu. So it says in Pasuk, Ruvain, when Yosef HaTzadik was sold, so Ruvain comes back and Ruvain realizes that he was sold. So what does he say? Hayalad Einenu, Vani Ona Ani Ba. Like, what's going to be with me now? So he says like this, Hayalad Einenu, the kid, the child is not here. Vani Ona Ani Ba. Rosh HaTevis Shal Ani Ona, Hu Kel Nekom Esef Shal Kel Nekom Esef. That's the words. Ani Ona Ani, right? So Ani Ona. It's Kel Nekom Esef Shem, Kel Nekom Esef Fia. Why? V'ininu, ki hitzis ruvim ruach ha-kaydesh, sh'asidim yud harugim malucha, li-horeg al-ovan u'chiris Yosef. Because Ruvain understood that now that Yosef was sold, that's going to result in needing the asurugim malchus to be killed. V'asili naki man, which is going to, obviously, ultimately there'll be in a coma from that, but this whole mahalach of asurugim malchus hinted to Kel Nekom Esef Shem, Kel Nekom Esef Fia, is also because of the selling of Yosef, and that's ani on ani bo. Okay. So it's interesting, evidently, if it wasn't for the soul of Yosef, then these neshamas wouldn't need the extra boost from Asarogim Malchus. It's dafka because Yosef was sold, that's why we need this extra boost. It's an interesting thing, we'll see if we get to that, what the connection is with Yosef Tzadik over here, but Al Kapanim, that's what we find. Now, this is all within Haidu, with Kel Nekom Es Hashem, Ki Gamal Alay, and so on. But the Rizal then says, after Haidu, then you get to Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, where the story, our involvement with these neshamas continues. So Maramoka number 3, Barizal continues in Shaar Kavanos. V'acharka, acharkach yoymer Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech. Now you say that pasuk, and you say it twice. I'm not sure, that's a misprint. I'm not sure what the actual word is supposed to be. Huh? Pasuk Zeh, probably, yeah, that makes more sense. Okay. Hini Pasuk Zeh and Yonai. So that's right. Hini Pasuk Zeh and Yonai. Either you figure that out or you know the Sharkon. You figure it out. Okay, fine. Hini Pasuk Zeh and Yonai. You'd be good at, what was that? What's that game with the Wheel of Fortune? Is that what it is? Hini Pasuk Zeh and Yonai. Only share the other, you hear a reference to that while you're learning Sharkon. Okay. Hini Pasuk Zeh and Yonai. Hu Enin Haman Asher Hilonu Bekal Nekom Es Hashem. This pasuk of Hashem Melech is sort of, going back to the story of these neshamas that we're picking up using the strength of Asarugim Malchus by Kel Nekom Es Hashem. Adei neshamas Asarugim Malucha Kanal. So this pasuk is going back to that, and what's happening right now. So this is where we have a chiddush, and this is what we find. We don't find this in other places. Again, the usual plot line is, these neshamas are uplifted, the Insusik Dusha are uplifted, they move from Asiya to Yetzirah to Bria and so on, and they find tikkun, they find completion, they find wholeness only at their final destination. That's the usual approach. All of a sudden now, when you're dealing with these netzutzim, these neshamas, which their trajectory is tachma, and we're dealing with the bottom of the barrel, right? So all of a sudden, something's different. What's there? So far, what was different is, you need Asarugim Malchus to help you. It's a chiddush, number one. Number two, this over here. The chiddush over here is that even before they begin to ascend, we have to somehow find completion, even for these neshamas, even in their chaotic state. Even in their state of just chaotic, sparks, and only ultimately by their destination, l'chaira, would we see them as a complete infrastructure? No. You have to see them as an infrastructure even now. And only then can they begin to ascend as well. So the Rizal explains. He says like this. Hinehem b'chinas asur nitzaitzis asher ba'ilam ha'asiyah. So these psukim, Hashem melech, Hashem yimelech, lemeva, twice, and v'hay Hashem lemelech, is engaging with these sparks and putting them together. Putting them all together, even before they even begin their journey. How so? So this is the way the Arizal describes it. Every infrastructure is made of 10 spheres, 10 parts, right? Chacham bin Adas, Chesed Vur Tiferes, Netzach Chayit Yisraelim Malchus, whatever that means. But any complete infrastructure is going to be made of those 10 parts. So says the Arizal, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech. You just said, three 3. Yeah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. That's 3. So that corresponds, when you say it the first time, you have kavana that this, you're having kavana that these sparks have a chokhma bina das and chesed gevurah teferes. They have an infrastructure. The infrastructure is beginning to take shape. They have a chokhma bina das system and they have a chesed gevurah teferes system. And then when you say the pasuk again, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloich, Lamed Vod, you're acknowledging not only do they have a chacham bina das and a chesed gevurah teferes, they have a netzach hod yisod. Again, whatever this means, but the point is you're acknowledging a system. Not only do they have an infrastructure of chacham bina das, chesed gevurah teferes, netzach hod, and yisod, and they also have a malchus, that's lo'ilam vod, that's the malchus, they're also male-female, which is a complete, right? The Gemara says a person's not complete till they're married and so on. So that's also like a complete thing means male-female. So the next pasuk, V'yashem al-melech l'kol arz b'yom y'yashem echad ishmai echad, is also a 10 system mitzah the female side. And the Rizal describes how the psukim work out like that. But that's what these psukim are doing. So the Rizal says like this, V'techavim is 3 lines into Marmaka number 3. V'techavim is that, so the kavana is, when you say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech, right? So it's three descriptions of Hashem, so to speak. Techav mezeh el gimel rishonis ta'asiyah. So you have in mind that these sparks, which are stuck in asiyah, they're stuck in the bottom, right? But they also have a head. They also have a three, you know, a top tier, a systematic, you know, they have a system to it. They also have a top tier of Chacham Bina Das. The gam be'elu gim havayis, and also in these three, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, techavim gamkin and gimel emtzoyis. Also have in mind, not only do they have a top tier, they also have a middle tier of chesed gevur teferes. That's chagas. The achar kach, and then afterwards, koiflin pasuk anisker pam beis. We say it again, kinoida. That's the minik to say it again. Why? For us techavim, and then you have kavana b'sholosh havayis in the three Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, el gimel sfiris ha'achiris. The final three. Shame, that's a chayd yisai. So by saying these psukim twice, you're saying that these sparks, even in their chaotic state, still have a system, a cohesive system of chacham bina das, chesed gevurah teferes, which is into the first recitation of the pasuk, and that's a chayd yisai in the final one, in the second one. Achar kach oimrim pasuk vayashem lemelech, right? V'hu soid parts of yud sfiris, the malchus achreina shel asiya, and that corresponds to the feminine side of this system. Malchus, even though we hinted to it with the word loy lamvod, now he sort of expanded and flesh it out completely in that pasuk of Vayashem Lamelech. Fine, okay. Now this is a chiddush. We don't. This is not the usual mahalach. Usual mahalach is you raise in tzitzik dusha. By the way, this process of raising the tzitzik dusha, it's by davening, it's by every bracha, every mitzvah that you do. This is the system, but you don't find anywhere like this. That even before they begin to move, you have to like sort of put them together.
Is it usually Chabad?
It depends where. Sometimes, you know, in the Siddur, it'll be printed Chabad Chagas Nahi, but sometimes the actual Kavanas will be going up. Something. It depends on the situation. Over here, it's top down. Yeah. It's as if it's already almost complete. Not, they don't even have to move up. They're right there. Yeah. So there's an interesting chiddush. Number 2. Acharkach, I'm sorry. Last couple ones. Techavinoz, another thing he says, and the reason we find an interesting thing that the Gemara says in Megillah that from Har Sinai there was already a tradition of valorization, whatever. A, you know. Huh? Havara, yeah. So like that's the Nekudas. The Nekudas that we have, though, of like literally two dots, as it say, right? You know, that's it's not from Har Sinai, that's from the Gaonim Chveis. It's not exactly clear when it started. But by the Arizal, it's interesting, it's taken very seriously. It's from Chazal. We accept it, so it's obviously Bashkach HaPratis. So the Arizal says if you take the Gematria of the Nekudas of Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, so of Hashem's names over there. So he says like this, the Chavinos, you should have Kavana, because again, like how do you do a Gematria of a Nekuda? So let's say a Chirik, an E, right? That's a Yud, right? What's an A? in A is a Vav and a Yud. Right? So this you can make a matrix of. So he says, Techavi nos yishav kavana, ki kol hanikud shel dal shemes haniskar. The four names of Hashem, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimelech, Lamavod, V'haya Hashem L'melech L'kol Aretz. So the four names of Hashem, Haniskarim, Shloshtam B'yachad, you know, it's actually a mistake. I think it's a mistake. Shel Gimel Shemus. It's my, when I wrote it. T'chad Yishav Kavana, that all the three names of Hashem, Shloshtam B'yachad, in the Gematria, Yabayk, Yud Beis Kuf, it equals Gematria 112. What's the significance of 112? Shusait Havaya Elokim. Okay, the name of Hashem Yud Kevavke is plus Elokim equals 112. Okay, this is the Gematria of the name of Hashem. Okay, fine. So, like I said, this is all up there, a little bit more up there. So, I said from the beginning that we're dealing with Nitzutz Kedusha, whose trajectory is Tachnon, right? So, what exactly, like, how do we categorize this? Like, where is this coming from? So, if you take a look at Marmok number 4. This is from the Sefer Pesach Einayim. There's two Pesach Einayims. This is Pesach Einayim HaChadosh, and this is Pesach Einayim, the old Pesach Einayim. What's the... Right, so the one of the great Sfarad HaShem Kabbalim, is the name of the Sefer, Shemen Sassen. He was a great, one of the great Mefarshim of Sfarad HaShem Kabbalah. He was a great Mefarsh. So his sefer on Kisvei Ari is called Shemes Sasan. His sefer on the Siddur of the Rashash is called Pesach Einayim. Pesach Einayim Achadish was a new sefer. What's his name? Bnei Brak. It was nifter some years ago. Rasroy Dablitsky. So he also wrote a pirush on the Siddur Rashash. He also called the Pesach Einayim, Pesach Einayim Achadosh. But they're both, you know. So this is from the Shemet Sasan. I have to check what his name was. Bechor Sasan, I think his name was Reb Bechor. So he was a great Makom. So we're talking about like late 1800s or so. So the Shemet Sasan. It's interesting, the Leshem's yard side was just now. So the Leshem writes in his Akdama I think it's in Akdama to Sefer Deya. He says that, it's interesting, like he writes in his Akdama that you're going to read the Sefer, you know, and you're going to be, like, he says, like, it's unbelievable, Chedushim, Kiluyim, it's Chaka true. But he says, but one thing that you're going to see in the Sefer is like an unbelievable Bekiyas. You're going to see a huge Bekiyas. Bekiyas Enigla, Bekiyas Enistin, he says, but don't, that, the Giluim, the Chedushim, that's me. But the Bekiyas don't, he says, why? He says, first of all, for the Tanakh, the Bekiyas in Tanakh, I use a concordancia. So that's not such a, and he says, and the Bekiyas and the Kisveri that you'll find, I use the Shemet Sasan. So the Shemet Sasan, because the way the Shemet Sasan wrote his Sefer is that he constantly is giving Mar Mekoymus and cross-referencing. So he says, I use the Shemet Sasan, so you know, don't attribute the Bekiyas to me. I'll go upon him. So the Shemet Sasan writes in Sefer Pesach Einayim like this. What he's dealing with is there's other kashas about like exactly the strange dynamic of these sparks sort of getting to Tachnon and how they're different from the sparks that get to Shmoneh Esrei. So he breaks it down like this. Ulanias Daiti, says the Shemet Sasan. It's a whole. He says the sparks they were dealing with by Tachnon, it's a whole different inyan than the sparks and the neshamas were dealing with the normal way to get to Shmoneh Esrei. The elu, so I'll say outside. Question is how much to say. Once we're ready doing things not normal. Okay, so you know every neshama has an infrastructure. Every neshama has We say a soul is a soul, but every soul has multiple parts, right? Every neshama is based on, built in really five different parts. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayin, yechida. Okay, that's true with any individual neshama. Now the truth is, on a large scale, all neshamas are interincluded, right? Atim, krim, adam, right? Adam is one person. It's all neshamas. So that means that on a very large scale, all of the Nitzutzei Kedusha, all of the neshamas to ever exist can be seen as like one big infrastructure, right? And that one infrastructure has a nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayin, yechida. So there's a cloud from the Rosh Hashanah. It's based on the reason, obviously. He says that the truth is, on a large collective scale, the nefesh and ruach of all neshamas, those bottom levels of nefesh and ruach, the Rabbanu Shalom didn't ask us to deal with that. That would be too heavy lifting. Bechlal. So the Rosh Hashanah said that the nefesh and ruach of all sparks, nefesh ruach of all neshamas, the Rabbanu Shalom took care of that from Misheshes and Mebereshes. The whole avodah that we have of fixing ourselves, of fixing other people, fixing the universe, that's only in the neshama chayim yichida of reality. The nefesh and ruach is taken care of. Says the Shem Esasin, except for a few little sparks, except for a few neshamas. There's some, even within, you know, so like b'derech klal, the nefesh and ruach has been taken care of because Hashem wouldn't demand that of us. So Hashem demands of us, you fix your neshama chayin yichida. But says the Shem Esasin, so those sparks, those neshamas, the parts of dimensions of reality that are neshama chayin yichida, those are the sparks that you travel to and their destination is Simshon. Where is Tachnun? What neshamas are being fixed to get to Tachnun? The answer is, those are neshamas that are nefesh and ruach, the parts of nefesh and ruach. I thought nefesh and ruach was taking care of Mishesh and Rishis, but there are klal yet. But there are some that even Mishesh and Rishis Hashem didn't fix. And those are very, very hard to pick up. That's why you need Asaragim Malchus. You need this whole different Mahalach to get. That's why the Rosh Hashanah, the Arizal says, Pel de Gazach, the Arizal says, like Tachnun, he says that if a person says Tachnun with Kavanas, I don't mean to pay attention to the words, with Kavanas, the Arizal says that you better know what you're doing. You better know what you're doing. He says, the Arizal says, unless a person is a Tzadik Gomer and has davened the whole Tefillahs with Kavanas, don't do Tachnun with Kavanas. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous because you have to go really, really low in order to pick up these. It's too dangerous. He says, so what you should do is say the Pashtas, and then okay, you know. That's why Nusach Svar, what's the kapitel that really Tachnun is supposed to be? The kapitel that Tachnun is really supposed to be is the kapitel that Svardim say, and then Nusach Ari says, which is kapitel Chafei. And the kavanas of Tachnun are built to this kapitel. Nusach Svar and Ashkenaz doesn't say that kapitel. Why? Because they're so afraid of having any shaykhis to the danger side of Tachnun, change the kapitel completely. That's why. Why is Tachnun so? The Zohar Kaddish already describes Tachnun as jumping from the high, from the roof all the way down. Because if you think about it, I just came from Shemoneh Esrei, I'm an Atzilus, and now I'm dealing with like picking up these. Like you know, these sparks haven't moved since Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sefiyah. You know what I'm saying? So I have to go all the way back down to Asiyah to step them up, and it's more complicated than that. It's not even usually. It's hard to describe this, but even when you're going down to pick up these neshamas, there's no safety net. The language of the Rizal is that usually when you're traveling up and dealing with the normal Mahalach, you're traveling through Asiya, Yitzir, and Bria. But really, to be honest, really you're also engaging with Atzilus of Asiya and Atzilus of Yitzir. And Atzilus, again, these words are, you know, when it comes to Tachas, it's not like, it's like pure Asiya, pure Bria, pure Yitzir. There's no safety net. So it's a dangerous Zach. So Rizal says, don't do it with Kavanas unless you're super confident. Which who can say they are? But so this is what the Pesach Hanayim is saying. Lani is daiti, ein bechinas habirurim elu shavim lo esam habirurim the kaidim tefila. These birurim that we're jumping down to deal with by Tachnun is not the birurim that we've been dealing with from the beginning of davening. The elu heim bechinas hamalachim, because these birurim of Tachnun are the kings, the neshamas, asher lo yuchlu is bar be'ez bria sa'olam. These are neshamas that have not been able to be fixed from the time of creation. The nishu ad ata lizbar al yodai. And they're waiting for you to fix them right now with this tachnun, with the help of Asura Gemalchus and so on. The heimimashe nizhar lizbar, they have remained waiting to be fixed. Mizivuga deriusa, from the creation. The Arizal describes the creation as happening, ever since, once Hashem created the world, then everything happens because we started. But creation, there was no people, right? So creation started because Hashem decided. That's called zivuga deriusa, a yichud, a movement from above, because Hashem wanted it to be so. Right? That's the code word for the creation. So from the beginning of mizivuga deriusa, from when things got going because Hashem wanted it, these neshamas have remained behind. Shem v'chinas vak. Vak is a code word for nefesh and ruach. Okay? These are from the nefesh and ruach to tchilas b'yisrael. And that's why they're so difficult to pick up. Okay. So this is the model that we have. We have a category of neshamas, which are mamish, bottom of the bottom, from sheshes, may breshes, haven't found the tikkun. And in order to be misakin them, they have a certain mahalach to get the tachnun. It's like that's the, and in order for them to find tikkun, there's this like added system, these added layers, right? So you have to evoke asura gemalchus, which is really, to a certain degree, like necessary because of mechiras Yosef, right? That's what we saw, right? So you have to evoke their strength, tzaddikim, asura gemalchus. You also need to Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Nimlech, to sort of put them in an organized way, even before they even get started. And you also have this kavana that the gematria of the nekudas of Hashem's name is begematria Yud Beis Kuf, right, 112. Okay, so that's like the added layers of inyana that you have to do in order to. Okay, so like I said from the very beginning, so by the mekubal, so if you're a mekubal, that's what you think. So, but like I said, chassidus. The Hashkafas Olam of Chassidus is based on this. So one thing that we find in Chassidus very, very strongly, and it's sort of the, most Sfarim, it's not even said because it's such an obvious zach, which is the focus of Hischaskus, of giving Yidin Chizik, of giving Yidin Chizik. What's the, like, this idea? Take a look at Maromoka number 6. Again, this is just one example of countless examples. But this is like one that sticks out in the Kutim Aran, Tinyana Memchas. So it's a whole Torah over there, but Rav Nachman says like this, Vahaklau. These words, Haklau, the principle is, Ahuvi Achi, my beloved, my brother. Chazak v'ameiz might. Be strong, be courageous. Rav Nachman calls, it's from Tanakh already, that sometimes a person needs courage even to be a good Jew. Chazak v'ameiz might, v'achoyz atzmecha, v'kol ha'koyches li'shar kaim b'avidesech. And be strong, to hold on to everything you can to hold on to Avodas Hashem. And then he gives classic chizik. And if you feel very, very far away, what's ma'id ma'id? Right? Every spark, that's the usual approach to get the Shemoneh Esrei, starts on the bottom. That's ma'id. It's rachik ma'id. But then there's yidden, then there are sparks, tachnun dikah sparks, right? They're rachik ma'id ma'id. Right? So if you're very, very far, v'nid m'lucha, and it seems to you, shata poigim b'kol shom mamish, negda yisbarach, every single second of your life, you're just rebelling against Hashem. You're just damaging, that's all. You're just a mazik, right? That's who you are. The shor bar ma v'hever in you, right? That's what you think. Al kol zeh, says Rav Nachman, with all of that, k'neged zeh. Like, mamish, with that, teidu you should know, like lean into it. She'ish kezeh, taka, such a person, shumagushim kol kach, that's so magushim, that's so physical, right? And so, like, coarse. That kol tenua tenua, so you should know that every movement, shumenatik atzmei ma'atmin gashmi yusai, that you pull yourself away from your gashmias, la'ashem yisparach, hu gedoyla, hi gedoyla v'yakar ma'oid ma'oid, is very, very precious by Hashem. V'afila nekuda ketana ma'oid, even a small nekuda, shumenatak migashmi yusai, elav yisparach, that you move away from your gashmias and so on. Who rots bezeh? To down here, you would evaluate it as just a nekuda, like you move a centimeter, so to speak. But the truth is, in the higher world, who rots bezeh? Kama v'kama lof parsois, b'al masal yanim. You're running thousands and thousands of parsois of miles and so on in the higher world. This is classic chizik. Okay, so you're thinking of this. Okay, so when you need it, you want to believe it, and then it's like, so it's just a nice words. Let's understand. This is rooted in Kisveri. What did Arizal say? These neshamas, these nitzitzik kedusha are stuck in a low place. So first of all, they have to connect to who? To the greatest tzaddikim of all time. The greatest tzaddikim of all time. There's also another principle of Rav Nachman, right? Again, the classic statement that he made was that people think that lower people, you just need like a lower Rebbe. If you don't know anything, they need someone that knows a little bit. He says, no, because you have to think of neshamas as people that are sick. The sicker the person, the bigger doctor you need. So all of a sudden you have this funny dynamic. The lowest neshamas have this need to connect to the greatest of tzaddikim. And that's the only way they'll find their tikkun is through hiskashas to these tzaddikim. Because these tzaddikim will have that. Again, they need someone to say the words kel nekam Hashem, kel nekam Sophia, that's alive physically with a guf. But even that living, breathing person needs to be funneling the energy of Asura Gemalchus. So all of a sudden you have these lowest sparks, these lowest neshamas, that need tikkun. The only way they could find tikkun is by connecting to big tzaddikim of previous generations. Number one. Number two, very funny thing. Even in their chaotic state, you have to arrange them, ki'ilu, they're put together. Translate that in Avodas Hashem. That means this point, that even when the person is still mamish in a state of chaos and haven't even begun their journey towards their tikkun, you find within them a way of reminding them that they're not as bad as they think they are. Adraba, the nakuda, as the yid thinks of himself, like this description of what, of nakuda, like a nakuda of movement. That's a nitzis, that's a spark, that's a chaotic, it's a nakuda. But says Rav Nachman, it's not a nakuda. That nakuda has a whole infrastructure, thousands and thousands of miles, right? So what Rav Nachman is describing over here is this process of finding a whole system of put togetherness in a neshama that comparatively speaking, you would say is altogether chaotic and hasn't begun their journey. And the reason why they need to go their journey is because to put themselves together. But you find their tikkun now. The entire mahalach of the mechazik, of yid needing chizik, what does chizik mean? Chizik, not everything's okay. But the point is, in your movement, in your matzav, there is not just things that are salvageable. There's an infrastructure of kedusha in your space as well. Then that ironically is exactly what these neshamas need in order to propel them further. They cannot ascend just thinking of themselves as sparks. They can only ascend thinking of themselves as complete partsufim, as complete infrastructures. This is the only way they can move on the journey. Other neshamas are not like that. Other neshamas only move on the journey when they see themselves as sparks. But these sparks are so enmeshed in the klipa that they can't even begin to move out of it unless they see themselves as put together. This is, in a certain degree, the story of Pesach. Right? The basic story of Pesach in the Kisveri is the Klal Yisrael were Memta Sharitomu. And what happened the night of Pesach? All of a sudden, the heavens opened up spiritually and they spiritually matured to almost the height of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah Satira. But it wasn't, but that was to get them moving. That was to get them moving. And then after Pesach, the first Pesach, you know, after the first day of Pesach, or after the second day in Chutz La'aretz, then, you know, the heavens close back up again, and they no longer are experiencing the height of spiritual enlightenment like they did Pesach night, but at least that experience allows them to move forward, right? So when you read that and you learn about that, it's just like, okay, so it's like there was a lightning bolt moment, you know, and they have to have some clarity, and then they could realize like they could, but it's more than that, it's deeper than that. I mean, the oimek is that they, what Pesach night revealed to them is that even in their enmeshment in Mitzrayim, there was godless there.
They got mitzvahs in Mitzrayim.
B'demai chayi, b'demai chayi. And then Pesach day was over, and now with that clarity, they can begin to move along and to get to Har Sinai, you know, plotting, you know, piece by piece and day by day and so on. But it came from that clarity.
And that's what was going on over here. That's why, to a certain degree, this whole story is connected to Mechiras Yosef, because, I mean, ultimately, Mechiras, again, whatever the Cheshbon is for the Shvat, these are, you know, these are Shiftei Kav, we have no saga, but ultimately it boils down to, like Naniach, that Yosef was not, you know, that the brothers didn't, you know, chat that he was Yosef Atzadik, fine, accept that. So he was, in their mind, a broken spark. Okay, so don't sell him. Give him chizik. Build him up. So that itself, that would have been the solution. Okay, because it wasn't like that. So now we force the, you know, this process of what the Asur Gemalchus now have to be involved in is exactly, it's exactly what the Shvatim should have done. It's always like that. In the earlier generations, if they would have done what they had to do, then we have to do what they should have done. It's just now it takes us much longer. Because now we're dealing with details. They could have done it just sort of like genetically, like dealing with the gene. And now we're dealing with, you know, everything else that comes from the gene. And not to judge them. We have no sug of their nisyanis either. But the point is this mahalach of Asur Gemalchus, which is to be mechazik these neshamas. And to give them the confidence to move forward. That's what the Shvatim should have done for Yosef. Again, in their mind that Yosef needed tikkun, which itself was a mistake, but naniach, so now that would have been null. The answer is they didn't do that. So therefore we have to do that, you know, heavy lifting with Asur Gemalchus. But that's why it's not a coincidence that that Chassidus sort of is focused on this. Why is it, I mean, culturally, you know, Chassidim are not so into Tachnun, yeah? Right? Because Chassidus is Tachnun. Right? If you say Tachnun, it means my Inyan, means I am not Tachnun, I say Tachnun. Chassidus is Tachnun, to say Tachnun. I'm living and breathing Tachnun. Right? They look for excuses not to say Tachnun. Because if you say Tachnun, it means, right, you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you say something, it means it's not me, but I'm saying it. That they are tach. The whole chassidus is tach. Okay, so that's why it's tach is lashon chayin. Right, you have to find chayin in another yid's eyes. You have to find down the kafshus. Anyway, so this is why chassidus is specifically has this mindset, because what chassidus is trying to deal with is neshamas of vixit mashiach. And, you know, this system of two different tzitzik, dusha, tachnun, on a historical plane, it's the last neshamas of the end of time that are these tachnun, dik, and neshamas. That's the way it works. It's ikvis of the meshicha, the ekev, the heel, the very, very bottom. Very, very bottom. So the whole mahal, that's why, you know, it's not a coincidence that nowadays people need this type of chizik the most. But again, not like the chizik of, not the fake chizik of, you know, you're good, you don't have to do anything. But Adarab is like a chizik that demands of the person. It's like you know what you are, you know what you're capable, you know what you're already doing, do more. Like that type. And that's a, and also, the neshamas of our generation connect to tzaddikim. The sinning of connecting to tzaddikim of previous generations, again. But just like in this model, you need a living person to be the channel, so to speak, for that. So you need your own Rebbe, you need someone. But the idea of connecting to Zikim is a very, very strong, very, very strong Indian generation, which you know, it almost recently awoken such a thing. But this is necessary for the tikkun of these particular neshamas. Okay, so this is, again, I'm just giving this an example of where you have a certain hashkafa where, without the proper background, it can be seen as fluff or just out of necessity and unnecessary evil, you know, these types of, but it's not. There's a kavanah to it, and it's modeled after a deep spiritual truth and metzias. That's the Arizal was megala in his system. That's what you see with this inyan of. That's why That's why the nekudas are begematria yabik, right? Yud beis kuf. Yud beis kuf is also the same letters as baki. Rav Nachman Lukud Maran talks about this, that in order to do tshuva properly, a person has to have two bekiyasin. You have to be baki baratzai and baki b'shav. You have to be an expert in how to go up. You have to be an expert in how to handle being down. So what does it mean to be a Baki Baratzai? Baki Baratzai is, I'm not good enough. I have to be better. That's an expertise. But you also have to be a Baki B'shaif. You have to be able to say, you know what, even when I'm not doing better and I'm not there yet, I'm also not completely a waste of space. And I have an infrastructure and a makam of Kedusha within myself too. It's like the Tani writes in Sefer Tani where he talks about the avoid of, you know, sort of cheshbon nefesh and beating oneself up and yelling at oneself and holding oneself accountable. And he says after, you know, enough time doing that, then you have to remind yourself, and the part of me that I've been yelling and screaming out is my nefesh abahamis, is my animal soul. But who am I essentially? I'm a nefesh alakis, a godly soul. And then, and adrabah, now that I identify and I've found that nekuda of my godly soul, which has a complete infrastructure of kedusha unto itself, now the pain of the godly soul being stuck in the abyss is even more painful. But now I'm not. I don't see myself as like a nebuch. Adrabah, I have within me the infinite strength of Hashem, and I could get out of this, and I have to get out of this, and I will get out of it. Like this is the model. It's coming from this. From these inyanim of these nesutz kedusha, so that's the avayda. Again, it should be a lesson that any time that you find a certain hanaga by tzaddikim, again, chassidus or other, whenever there's a hanaga, a certain hashkafas olam, it's not good to just machavek with it. You have to understand that, you know, if Klal Yisrael does it or a certain segment, you know, has an assert to it, it's always coming from a very deep place, and it's coming from metzias. That's what I'm saying over here. That's not just there's a metzias ruchni of this mahalach, and that's what these nesutz kedusha are dealing from. Again, that's the avoid of Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. Okay, that's Hashem. Huh? Yeah. 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 Well, you have no choice when you know. You know, danger or not danger, that's for the tzaddik that's trying to help these neshamas. But when you're those neshamas, then, you know, it's like the Pesach may say that the halach is, it's the whole sugya, whether, you know, it's a gemara. The gemara is talking about this, you know, that you're Talmud Shena Hogan. There's halachas of who you're supposed to teach Torah to, right? So the technical halach is that there are certain people that you're not supposed to teach Torah to them because they're not deserving of it. So the Paiskim already say that's the halacha for the Rebbe, right? That's not a halacha for the Talmud, right? So it's like if there's no isra on the Talmud to learn, even if he's a Talmud Shein Ogim, it's an isra on the Rebbe to teach. Okay, so you have to figure out how to make it work, but it's not, you know. So that's something that the tzaddik that's saving these neshamas, he has to be cautious. The neshamas that need saving, they have to demand it, you know. Okay, we'll work out the shidduch. Okay, because everyone should find tikkun in a way of rachman rabim, and that itself will lead to the gula barachman as well.